This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله the first day of the fast hope everybody survived looked a bit less tonight in the Taraweeh I don't know if we've lost some people on the way may Allah accept from us our ibadat I know that days are not the shortest of days but subhanallah every moment in the sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most one of the most beautiful deeds to Allah is that of Siyam. May Allah accept from us and grant us the reward. Ameen. We continue with our series, the revival series of the revival of the Islamic spirit, where we look at the low points in Islam and how the Ummah came out of it for us, insha'Allah, to benefit as we are currently going through a low point. May Allah make it easy for us and strengthen the Ummah. Ameen. We spoke about yesterday after a number of years, often more than 30 years of success and prosperity, one Khalifa after the next, expanding and building on the Ummah, transforming what was appeared to be just an Arabian phenomenon in the desert to becoming a global civilization. In fact, the leading civilization in the world. And then we were struck with the first major calamity, the major catastrophe or fitna in this Ummah, with the assassination of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. These were outside people, Muslims, coming from different parts of the Ummah, besieging Medina, besieging his house, forcing him to resign. But as the Nabi Sallallahu had instructed Sayyidina Uthman, this is prophecy, the Nabi Sallallahu mentioned to Uthman that Allah will give you a robe that you will wear, a cloak of the caliphate, you are not allowed to remove it. And so Sayyidina Uthman maintained his position as Khalifa until he was assassinated. This threw the Ummah into a crisis. For 3 days we had no Khalifa, and eventually Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, by force, by a sword, he was appointed as the Khalifa. They forced him and made him the Khalifa, these group of thugs. And so Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu accepts the caliphate. He's the fourth Khalifa after Sayyidina Uthman, but the Ummah was completely fractured at this point in time. Many of the governors of the Ummah who controlled the powerful regions of Syria and Iraq. And remember, this is where the army is. There's no army in Medina at this point in time. The armies are on the frontiers. They were shocked to hear that the Khalifa in Medina has been murdered. And when Sayyidina Ali became the Khalifa, he immediately asked his governors that they would change them because there were complaints. These people who came to kill Sayyidina Uthman, they complained about the governors. And Sayyidina Ali wanted to take stock of the situation and he recalled all the governors. Some of them accepted, but many of those governors refused to accept the order. And they said, until you bring the killers of the Khalifa to justice, we will not hand over the armies of the Muslim Ummah. And the most prominent governor and the most powerful governor in the Ummah was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Muawiyah is a Sahabi, he's the brother-in-law of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's the ruler, the governor of Syria, of Palestine, of Lebanon. He has the most powerful army of the Muslim Ummah, the navy of the Muslim Ummah. He's also the closest relative to Sayyidina Uthman. Sayyidina Uthman's wife goes to Syria, she presents, her hand was cut off, she presents the clothing of Uthman, and she said to Muawiyah, what are you going to do about this? You are the leader of the family, you need to take justice. And so we have a tension now. Sayyidina Ali says to Muawiyah, relinquish your position as governor. Muawiyah says, I refuse to relinquish until you bring those people who killed Uthman to justice and all the different groups that have come, you need to punish them. And back and forth, there is negotiation and discussion. And the Sahaba find themselves basically in three camps. There are those who support Sayyidina Ali as Khalifa. And there are those who support Sayyidina Muawiyah and are sympathetic after the killing of Sayyidina Uthman. And then there are many Sahaba who are neutral and said, look, we will sit out of this and we're not going to involve ourselves. Eventually, Sayyidina Ali is forced to relocate the capital from Medina to Kufa in Iraq. And the political system at that time, remember there were two empires before Islam, an eastern empire called the Persians Iran, Iraq, and this group of people were behind, they were supporting Sayyidina Ali. And then you had the Roman Empire, the Syria, Jordan, Lebanon block, and this group is supporting Sayyidina Muawiyah. So there is this tension as well. And so half the Ummah is on the one side, and the other half is on the other side, and a year goes by of negotiations. You look at the letters between Sayyidina Muawiyah and Sayyidina Ali, very cordial, very respectful, one trying to convince the other with Allah, with the Quran, with the Sunnah. Eventually, no resolution is had, and it appears we end up going to a civil war, wa'iyadu billah. Two armies of the Muslims. For 1 year, no more jihad. No more fighting the enemies. The armies are now rallying against one another. And there was a pre-civil war called the Battle of the Camel. Very sad. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha involved in this battle. But the major battle, the Battle of Siffin, is where the army of Sayyidina Ali mobilizes and moves to remove Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anha. And even when the armies arrive face to face, still, they can't bring themselves to fight. 1 month goes by with ulama talking, discussing, trying to negotiate. But unfortunately, there is no resolution, and the war begins, the Battle of Siffin. Thousands, subhanAllah, tens of thousands of Sahaba are killed, of Muslims are killed at the Battle of Siffin. It's mentioned that more Muslims died in the Battle of Siffin than all the wars from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam until now, fighting the Kufar. More Muslims killed each other. Sayyidina Ali, he cries, he says to Hassan and Hussein, how I wish Allah had taken me away 20 years ago in the time of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How I wish I didn't live to see this. This is on my head. Another great Sahabi, the ruler of Egypt, Amr bin al-As, a very staunch supporter of Muawiyah, he says that before the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, if I died, I knew I was going to Jahannam. And during the time of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I felt if I were to die, I feel confident I've gone to Jannah. But now, I don't know anymore if I'm going to Jannah after what is going on here, subhanAllah. So the Ummah is incomplete. It's not just the loss of life, but it is Muslims killing Muslim, Sahabi killing Sahabi, subhanAllah. Now one might ask, what is the benefit, what is the wisdom? As in spite of this calamity, there is some wisdom. Allah mentions an ayah that up until this point, we had not seen this ayah in effect. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of course, shows and teaches the Quran, how to implement the Quran. There's an ayah in the Quran, Allah says, وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that if you have two armies of the Muslims, اِقْتَتَلُوا, fighting, killing one another, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then you should try and bring about reconciliation between them. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, but if one is extreme, one is persecuting the other, فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي, then all of you unite against that transgressing party, حَتَّى تَفِيءُوا إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, until that party comes back to the ordinance of Allah. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ, and if that party obeys, فَأَصْلِحُوا, and then bring unity بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ, and then bring each other back on justice and unite, وَأَقْسِتُوا, and be fair and just, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِتِينَ, and Allah loves those who are just. Now we have never seen this ayah in effect. There was no such thing in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Uthman, Sayyidina Umar. Now we see this ayah in effect. And so one of the wisdoms we mention is that if any group of people are going to fight one another and to learn the adab of fighting one another, it should have been the Sahaba. In this battle, we found certain beautiful examples. Both generals agreed that if anybody lays down their arms, we do not pursue them. There are no prisoners of war. When Muslims fight one another, no prisoners of war. There is no bounty or booty. And at the end of the day, each army, the both armies will come together and perform janazah salah on the dead, subhanAllah. So in the sad moment, there was some silver lining. Eventually, Sayyidina Ali's army is beginning to win. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, witnessing that defeat was upon them, they come out and they said, and they raised the Quran and said, we want arbitration, we want mediation. We want a truce, we don't surrender, we want mediation. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh is amenable to this. You don't want to fight, no problem. We don't need to fight each other. Let's take this to arbitration. And so the army separate and arbitration begins. On the way back, Sayyidina Ali's army now goes back to Kufa, to Iraq. On the way back, a group of his army defects. These are extremist, ultra-religious, they in their minds, ultra-religious, believing that the haq is with them, not a single one of them companion. And they determine, what right do you have, O Ali, to stop jihad? If you are on the haq, if you are on the truth, and Muawiyah was wrong, you should have fought until the bitter end. You should have killed all of them. You have become kafir. And this group broke away. They called the Khawarij. This is the first sect in Islam. Up until now, Muawiyah and Ali are fighting each other politically. No one is saying you're a kafir or you're a kafir. They were still Muslims. They were fighting over politics. That's why politics is very dangerous. DA, ANC, all this. But we don't call each other kafir. We don't make takfir of one another. This group that broke away now declares, Ma'awiyah, you're kafir. Amr ibn al-As in Egypt, you're kafir. Ali, you're kafir. Your armies are kafir. Everyone that supports you are kafir, except us. This is the beginning of the first sect in Islam called the Khawarij. Sayyidina Ali tries to negotiate with them, speak to them, bring common sense to them. He refuted a lot of the evidence because they're using the Quran against Sayyidina Ali and saying that you had made kufar, you made takfir. For example, one point they made, they said during the arbitration, when there was arbitrating between Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Ali and Muawiyah, Sayyidina Ali was told, you cannot use the title Khalifa because I have not formally accepted you as Khalifa, Muawiyah said to him. So Sayyidina Ali was forced to remove the title Ali the Khalifa. So they said to him, if you are not the Khalifa of the Muslims, then you are the Khalifa of Shaitan. This is this duality. How, what, right? Either you are the Khalifa or you lied and you're not the Khalifa. And so one of the ulama amongst the Sahaba said to them, do you know the Nabi Sallam did something much greater than this? In the Treaty of Hudaybiyah between the Muslims and the Quraysh said to the Nabi Sallam, don't write the Rasulullah between the Quraysh and Rasulullah. If we believed you Rasulullah, we wouldn't have this. Remove Rasulullah and put Muhammad. So the Nabi Sallam said, remove Rasulullah. And Sayyidina Ali was the man who was the scribe. He was the one who wrote it. And the Prophet instructed him, remove the word Rasulullah. Say it's the treaty between Muhammad and the Quraysh. And they had no response to these kind of debates. And the Sahaba said to the Khawarij, listen, either look at Muawiyah, he's got supporters amongst the Sahaba. And Ali has supporters from the Sahaba. And the people of Medina are neutral, are Sahaba. Not one single one of you are Sahaba. Surely your thinking, your understanding of Islam is incorrect. But they refused to listen and they broke away and they made takfir of the whole ummah. Do we know groups like this? They made takfir of every Muslim. They made their blood halal and they started attacking civilians. They would ask, who do you support? You support Ali? You're a kafir. Kill the Sahabi, take his women. And so now, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Ali is forced to deal with this insurrection now. And while all this is happening, as we said, the ummah is falling 4 or 5 years, no jihad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. Allah says, I promised you truthfully, إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ, that when you were on the right, when you were united and you were working together, you swept your enemies away. There was no one that stood against you. حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ, but until you, O Muslims, you broke apart and your courage left you, وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ, and you disputed amongst yourself فِي الْأَمْرِ, between one another, وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْمَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ, and you fought over the dunya. Now your energy, your strength left you. We see, subhanAllah, exactly what's happening today. Where is our strength? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the Muslims, whether you are a few that are united, no one can stand against you. But if you are mighty in number, but you are disunited, you will have no courage and no strength. And so, unfortunately for Sayyidina Ali, his entire caliphate is marred with this kind of one civil war after the next. He's forced to go and fight with the Khawarij. The Nabi Sallam predicted to Sayyidina Ali, he said, a time will come, O Ali, that you will fight against a group that have left the deen. In fact, the term Khawarij is from the Nabi Sallam. He said, they will leave the deen like an arrow leaves a bow. And so Sayyidina Ali, he fought against them and he defeated most of them. And he even mentioned, go look for such and such a man. The Sahaba said, we can't find a man that looks like this. He said, go find this man. Because the one who told me I would fight a man that looks like this, he did not tell lies, meaning the Nabi Sallam, until they found this person. And he felt, alhamdulillah, what I'm doing is on the right. And so eventually, after the Khawarij were dealt with, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, it appears he has to go back to war with Muawiyah. Another year of negotiations, no benefit, no answer. The Ummah is still fighting amongst itself. The Khawarij are plotting in the meantime. And the Khawarij come to a scheme. And they said, you know what? If we get rid, and this is the Khawarij mentality, and still today, that if we just change the political leadership, all the problems get fixed. We take out the president, we take out this person, then everything gets fixed. Very simplistic way of understanding the world. They said, let us kill Amr ibn al-As, the Sahabi who's ruling Syria, Egypt. And let us kill Muawiyah. And let us kill Ali. And they planned this in Ramadan. We'll have this plot, same day, coordinated. And three assassins go to attack all three of them on the same day in Fajr Salah in Ramadan. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anh was not harmed. Sayyidina Muawiyah was injured and he never fully recovered from that injury. And Sayyidina Ali was struck. He was leading the Salah in the Masjid in Kufa and he was struck on his head. And eventually this blow proved to be fatal. He didn't die instantly, but it was clear that he was dying. And so now he's on his deathbed, and he calls his family together. He calls Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anh, and he gives them advices. He gives them advices to them. And he says, "Oh Hassan," he's talking to his eldest son and to his children, "Oh my children, fear Allah, your Lord, and never die." We heard the ayah as well today. Nabi Ya'qub said to his kids, "Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun." Make sure you don't die except that you're a Muslim. And I'll fast all of you together to the rope of Allah. Don't be disunited. Work with one another and don't be divided amongst yourselves. And reconcile between people. He's giving advice to his family. Try your best to make reconciliation and peace as best you can. And perform as much nafil salah as you can. And check upon your relatives and keep your family ties. I urge you by Allah to be kind to the orphans. And do not be silent against those who are being oppressed. And I urge you by Allah to be good to your neighbors. And your Prophet, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enjoined you upon this. And that to help your neighborhood. And I urge you by Allah to take care of the Quran. And do not let others better than you in putting the Quran in practice. I urge you by Allah to take care of the Salah. It is the foundation of your religion. And to take care of the Kaaba and never to neglect it. And to always fight in jihad. Jihad will always be there. And then he also instructs them. He says, if I'm about to die, and he was, only punish the man who injured me. Don't go to war like what happened to Uthman. Do not go on a campaign against the entire group. Just hold the one man to justice. And so eventually Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu passes away of his wound in Kufa and is buried in Iraq. The man who killed Sayyidina Ali didn't even try to escape. He gave himself in. Look at the extremism. When he was captured, Hassan radiallahu anhu, the son of Sayyidina Ali, he says to Hassan, "Hassan, I'll make a deal with you. Let me go free. I will kill Muawiyah for you and I'll come back and you can execute me. I'm not here. I don't want to run away judgment." And then he said to them, "When you execute me, make it slow. I want Allah to give me the full reward of what I have done." This man believes. Killing the man who grew up in the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who married the daughter of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the father of Hassan and Hussein, that his killing, his murder of Sayyidina Ali was a great act of service to the Ummah. This fanaticism, this Khawarij mentality. Eventually this man, Ibn Muljam, was executed. And now the whole army of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and half of the Ummah, they look now to Hassan to take over the caliphate. And he is appointed the Khalifa of the Muslims. And it appears, subhanAllah, we are headed for another civil war. We continue tomorrow, bi-ibnillah, insha'Allah, with our series. A few announcements. This Saturday, the 16th of March, we are looking for sponsors, 4 days to go. Please sponsor an orphan, inshallah. A man comes to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, my heart isn't soft, something wrong with it. I hear the Quran, I make salah, but nothing changes." The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Rub the head of an orphan, spend time with the orphans, it will soften your heart." So everyone, inshallah, if you can, support an orphan, bi-ibnillah. Tonight's quiz question, in which masjid was Sayyidina Ali injured and then he was killed by Ibn Muljam? The guy's name is Ibn Muljam, the murderer. Which masjid was it? In the Blue Mosque? Was it in the Great Mosque of Kufa? Was it in the Mosque of Quba? Was it in Nabawi, Masjid al-Nabawi, inshallah? Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ursaneen. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.